T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bradfo Show. That's my open?
That's what they used to call me, Swivel Hit Bradford.
That's my open.
I'm okay. Waiting for you to justify your stupid opinion.
Bradfo Show.
That's delicious.
It's a time-honored tradition here in the month of March to have the Bradfo Show. Solo show, Rob Bradford with you all the way up to 7 o'clock from the place that does not have school cancellations. I saw that come across. My thoughts and prayers go out to everybody in Boston who does not have school, the parents, the kids, everybody. Weather the storm, figuratively and literally. Well, I am in the JetBlue Park broadcast booth, just fresh up. People are still celebrating. Fresh off the 9-7 win for the Red Sox over the Minnesota Twins. Plenty to talk about with the Red Sox, obviously. I think right now that what people are all getting, judging by Twitter, judging by social media, judging by basically everybody in Boston who's following sports right now, they're mad. They're mad at the Boston Celtics. And I don't blame you. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, everybody. If you have that urge, perhaps, to maybe go watch the Celtics game or listen to the Celtics game instead of listening to this show, instead of participating in this show, let me just tell you, the Celtics are getting blown out already. It's the second quarter. They're down 13. Maybe they make a run. I'll keep you updated on that. But right now, it is not a pretty picture. So what does that allow us to do? That allows us to vent like you've never vented before, because there's so much to vent about with the Celtics team. And you can vent about anything. You can vent about the Bruins, the Patriots, Red Sox. We'd have Ryan Hannibal call in a little bit. He was at the NFL Combine, because nothing better on a snowy day, on a cold day, on a cold winter day, than to have some good NFL Combine talk. And have people simulate the 40-yard dash and the bench press and marvel at all the Mike Mamula was out there. And in case you don't know who Mike Mamula is, he's the former Boston College player who dominated the combine and then got drafted way too high and was a bust in the NFL. So anyway, we're going to have the NFL combine covered for you. Ryan Hannibal will call in a little bit, but I am going to keep you updated on the Celtics Rockets. And listen, before this game even started, things got a little uncomfortable when it came to the Celtics. And here's the reason why. There's this thing going around on Twitter, and I want to make sure that we have this perfectly clear. There's a thing going around on Twitter, which is Kyrie Irving walking into the stadium, walking into TD Garden. And, Amy, do we have this ready to roll? So this is Kyrie Irving basically walking into TD Garden before the game today.
I'm not going to miss any of this. I don't care if it is.
So what he's saying there, what Kyrie Irving is saying, he's saying, I'm not going to miss this bleep. And
I'm not going to miss any of this.
All right, so if you go on Twitter, and in large part because Barstool tweeted this out, if you go on Twitter, what they take from that soundbite, and there's video to go along with it, but since we are an audio organization, we just are going to play the audio. And so Barstool tweets this out, and it says, I'm not going to miss any of this bleep. But as you heard, we should put this in context, because I think this is sort of unfair, because people are just taking the Barstool tweet and running with, I'm not going to miss any of this bleep. And if you just have that quote, which is what they tweeted out, if you just have that quote, you'd be saying he hates Boston, he's sick of Boston. But as our esteemed producer, Amen Uncovered, it's the comment doesn't start at I'm not going to miss any of this expletive.
Okay? I'm not going to miss any of this.
When I'm done playing, correct, Eamon?
That is correct.
All right, so I'm not going to miss any of this expletive when I'm done playing. So this is like the Bruder film. It's unbelievable.
We're getting really deep here.
I mean, but don't you agree with me, Amy? We have to put this in context. As much as we would love to pound Kyrie Irving, who's not really – his Q rating isn't at an all-time high in Boston right now, we have to put this in context. You would agree with that, Amy, right?
I would agree. I think this is a – point where context actually matters.
Yeah, and I think that, and you would also agree that you probably would monitor on Twitter where you see the Barstool and people, I see the reaction to it, get out of town if you don't like it, blah, 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 that sort of thing. That is the consensus of people reacting to this clip, right?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, people are generally looking for a reason to pile on Kyrie now because of his attitude this year.
Yes, but as we point out, what he says, I'm not going to miss any of this expletive when I'm done playing. So if you want to rail on Kyrie Irving, if you want to rail on him for this comment of him walking into TD Garden, then that's fine. But do it for the right reasons. Do it for the reason of, you know what, you should be happy that you're a professional athlete, that you have all this going for you. Okay, a few cameras get in your face as you're walking into the stadium. I almost said ballpark. The stadium. Oh, woe is you. Okay, if you want to rail on Kyrie Irving for that, yeah. You know, there's been – people have been railed on for less, certainly. And as Eamon said, Kyrie's popularity right now isn't at an all-time high by any stretch of the imagination. But – we have to reel this in a little bit.
I'm not going to miss any of this.
I mean, this thing is like, so it has 300, I'm just looking at the Barstool clip, and it was taken, the video was taken by somebody named Ruchi Jain, J-A-I-N. Go, what a Twitter follower. How many followers does Ruchi? Ruchi Jain, I bet, got a ton of Twitter followers off of this.
Big buzz.
Oh, big buzz. How many Twitter followers is Ruchi Jain? Has 108 Twitter followers. My guess is that Ruchi had probably zero before. I don't know how she took this video. It's like behind the scenes at TD Garden. But so she takes...
She had an egg avatar before she put this up.
Is that true?
No.
Oh, well, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it. Ruchi looks like a very, very nice young woman. So if you want to rail on him for doing this, then rail on him for doing it for the right reasons. Because how dare you get flustered by cameras in front of you. That did not set the tone for the day at TD Garden. And this is sort of what we've been talking about, or not what we've been talking about because I've been in Fort Myers, but what everyone's been talking about when it comes to Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving, he has gone from, this is sort of like the Tim Thomas continuum. This is the... I'll tell you what, I'll throw it out there. Give me examples of how perception of guys, of athletes, turned so quickly in Boston. 617-779-7937. The other way, John Lackey, you could go down that road. John Lackey was very unpopular at the Tommy John, came back, pitched really well, all of a sudden became popular. The obvious example right here, the guy who's playing the ballpark in front of me or in the clubhouse in front of me, which is David Price. David Price is the perfect example. And it's trending to be a lot of the same things when it comes to Kyrie Irving and David Price, the conversation. Very polarizing people have usually, when they say something, it's very polarizing. But David Price comes here, popular, $217 million contract. Everyone's, yeah, you know, dog, Astro, very popular. Kyrie Irving, when he's sitting in front of the crowd at TD Garden, I'm coming back. I have every intention of coming back. And, oh, isn't what he says so insightful? He's a philosopher. It's unbelievable.
I hold all the cards now.
That is David Price, not Kyrie Irving. But it could have been Kyrie Irving. It kind of felt like he's going down the same road that David Price did. And Kyrie Irving, when he's got up, when he has gotten up in front of these reporters or talked about a lot of the stuff along the way when this season is unfolded, whether you're talking about we need a veteran at the end of the bench or sort of railing on the young guys of the team, anything along those lines. We kind of, for a while, we gave him the benefit of the doubt. Oh, we appreciate Kyrie Irving, how he's outspoken, how he's pointed. But now what we get are moments like this, where he's walking into a stadium, a basketball arena. He's walking into the barn, and he's complaining about cameras in front of him. And a lot of yeah, there you go, with some sneakers. You can hear it. It's a basketball. Hear that? There's a lot going on there. So we have this clip, and like I said, Ruchi Jane had the original video of it, but the one really gained traction with Barstool tweeted it out, and right now has 314,000 views, has 191 comments, and once again, this is based off a tweet that says only part of his quote, "I'm not going to miss any of this blank." And if you just saw that quote, and we don't all get a chance to hear what is said on Twitter, you have to read what is said in the tweet. If I'm just reading that tweet, I'm absolutely thinking of, he's out of Boston. If you don't like it here, buddy, get out of Boston. That's my takeaway, and that's what everyone's takeaway, I think, would be. Absolutely. So anyway, if you want to weigh in, 617-779-7937. And like I said before, this is the place to do this. By now, you're sick of watching the Celtics. Right now, they are down 54-36. They're down 54-36 to the Houston Rockets. So why would you want to watch that game? You're frustrated. You are frustrated. So come over here. Come over here to the good place, to the place where we'll listen to you. We'll have a conversation. You can yell. You can scream. You can tell me what's wrong with the Celtics. You can tell me where I'm off base when it comes to the Celtics. You can do any of that. But this is the only place you can do that. That is a guarantee. That is a fact. 617-779-7937. And along the way, who knows? Maybe we'll have a little Michael Chavis talk. I don't know if you know it. He hit another home run today. Red Sox won 9-7 over the Minnesota Twins at JetBlue Park. So 617-779-7937. I brought up the whole idea of Kyrie Irving, and is there other players who have gone through Boston who have gone down the same path? I don't know. This is a good one, I think. This is a tough one. It's not as easy as just saying, yeah, he came to this team, he was traded here, and he's very popular, he was drafted here, he was very popular. Because I feel like Kyrie went for, an entire year, all of last season, even when he was hurt, throughout the offseason, because when he announces that he says that I have every intention of coming back, or I'm going to re-sign with the Celtics, I'm signing my extension with the Celtics, then people were happy about it. This wasn't like he had just been here for a couple weeks and all of a sudden, oh, yeah, you know, it's good, super, we don't really know you, but we're happy you're back. People thought they knew Kyrie Irving. Absolutely. And Kyrie, by the way, a minus 19. A minus 19. He's played 15 minutes, and he's a minus 19. That's not good. I don't know if you know that. That means that when he's on the floor, they haven't been doing well. All right, because like I said, this is the place to vent. This is the only place you can vent. You go to another sports radio station, what you're going to get is a blowout of a basketball game that they have to stick to the entire time. But you know what we get to do? We get to talk about anything you want. You can vent about anything you want. We are not limited. This seems to be a theme. We are not limited, and they are. Come over here and vent. If you're driving around the car and you think you're going to get home and you're going to get in front of the TV and watch this game, let me give you the score once again. 56-36. The Celtics are losing with just over three minutes left in the second quarter. They're down 20. They're getting blown out by the Houston Rockets. And guess what? That's not a game I want to watch. Here's the thing about the Celtics right now. They're not a fun team to watch. It's a frustrating team to watch. This has been a big theme throughout this season. There's no question about it. Last year, I watched more Celtics games than I remember. From start to finish, you wanted to watch them. Absolutely. That wasn't always the case. There can be good teams you don't want to watch, but they were a compelling team. This year, it is a grind to watch them. It is certainly a grind to listen to them, and you probably don't want to do either right now. You probably want to vent. Honest to God, that's what you probably want to do, I would imagine. And, again, along the way, maybe talk a little bit of Michael Chavis. All right, let's go to the phone lines. I see people do want to vent. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Jay in the car. Hey, Jay, how are you? Jay? Jay, is Jay there? I do not hear Jay. Oh, there you go. I hear you, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, good, man. Sorry for that bad connection.
All good. We're all good. We're on the right track.
Well, listen, I don't want to vent. I think you talked about how hard it is to be a phenomenal leader at the professional level. I mean, you look at Kyrie's comments the entire year. Hey, we need a leader at the end of the bench. That's another way of saying I need help learning how to be a leader. And Brad Stevens, what we know is he's a phenomenal teacher, but there's a big difference between being a great teacher and being someone that can handle all of the egos in the locker room, a la Phil Jackson or Pat Riley, guys who have proven to be able to take really, really talented guys who all want the ball. And so it's just interesting for me to make the comparison between Price and Kyrie, because what did Price have that Kyrie doesn't? Chris Sale going nuts in the dugout when the team's down, you know, being the guy that can have a hissy fit or go nuts on the team, and everybody looks to him and respects him, and then Price can just go out and pitch, and Kyrie doesn't have that.
But Jay, I hear what you're saying, but if you're gonna be Kyrie Irving, if you're gonna be the guy. He wanted to be the guy, right, Jay? Like, that's one of things. No. He wanted to be the guy. So this is your opportunity to be the guy. They have other talented people in that locker room. So this is your chance. I totally hear you about Sale, and you can use the example of David Ortiz before that. But with Kyrie Irving, you have to take some responsibility somewhere along the way here.
I'm with you. And you know, David Price came back and he was really humble and he said, you know, I'm not the pitcher that I had hoped to be. And he had that conversation and the difference was he was locked into that contract for that duration. And this is the case to be careful what you wish for, Kyrie. When you say, hey, I want it to be my team, everybody wants it to be their team when everything's going great. And real leaders kind of demonstrate who they are when things are going lousy, and things are going lousy right now, and that's where the team needs a leader, and it's going to be interesting to see whether or not these guys can grab the bootstraps and make something out of the season, because they certainly have a lot more talent than what's showing right now.
Before you go, Jay, I have one last question, because I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but a leader, and this is unfair, but this is a reality. It is a terrible look in this moments like this, where you have Kyrie saying, I can't wait for this bleep to end when, you know, I'm done. It says it's an innocuous comment, but it's still, people don't want to hear that. People do not want to hear that. Can you imagine if Tom Brady said that? Or let's go back to Ortiz. If Ortiz would get ripped if he got caught saying something like that.
Oh, I'm 100% with you, right? That's the whole, when you say, I want it to be my team, or I want my team, you're saying, I want, when I show up at the arena, I want the cameras on me. And guys who can handle that pressure, the attention in a Boston market, in a city where there's high expectations, it comes along with it. So be careful what you wish for. If you're, you know, the number two guy in a great organization and somebody else has to deal with all the BS, because showing up and having cameras in your faces when the team isn't going well is what being the guy is all about.
That's a great point. Great call, Jay. Absolutely. That's, you know, it's not only this broad image of, oh, why is he complaining? He makes a lot of money. He's in the NBA. He's a star. He shouldn't complain about cameras. But as Jay said, the other part about that is if you do want to be a leader, this is what happens. This comes with the territory. So when we're talking about this soundbite, if we have that soundbite one more time, Eamon, of him walking into TD Garden, if we're talking about this,
I'm not going to miss any of this.
I'm not going to miss any of this bleep, which is what Barstool tweets out, only that part, and then it goes on to say, when I'm done playing. If we're going to talk about that, if we're going to talk about, well, I'm not going to miss any of this bleep when I'm done playing, then we have to look at it like as a leader. If Tom Brady says that, you know, people would rip him, honestly. If whatever leader for any team says that, this is part of the deal, Kyrie, and it sure is a bad look. It's a bad look. He didn't know what was going to happen. Was going to happen when he said that. When he came to the barn tonight, he probably thought the Celtics were going to play okay and they're going to keep in the game. Well, as we sit here, 53 seconds left, they're down 20 and they're getting housed by the Houston Rockets. So it's a terrible look, and that's why we should talk about it. 617-779-7937. Tom in Long Meadow. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Thanks. I mean, I can't stand Kyrie. I think he's a drama queen. I think he acts exactly like LeBron in terms of leadership. You know, ever since he brought up the whole Colin LeBron thing after they beat Toronto and made the whole story about that, when it was really one of the biggest wins of the year.
I had to call Bron.
So my question is, do you think there's any way Danny would sign him, you know, to the max contract, but then, you know, next season he'd unload him, trade him? Is that a possibility?
I mean, sure, there's always a possibility. And Tom, thanks for the call. You know, this is we're spinning this forward, and we have to spin it forward a little bit more than we ever thought, because the way the Celtics are going right now, it is going to be a lot of off-season talk, a whole lot earlier than we ever thought when it comes to the Celtics. That is the reality right now. And so what that talk is going to entail, Anthony Davis, obviously, Kyrie Irving, obviously. But with Kyrie, it's not only about, you know, signing the guy, re-signing the guy. It's calls like that, Tom said. What do you do with him? Is this what you want to do? Well, you want to keep him? Do you want to trade him? Do you want to let him go? And as these callers are calling, and as we hear this clip of him walking in, and as we look at this absolutely horrific performance, by the way, 33 seconds left in the first half, Celtics are down 21, and to give a Kyrie Irving update, he's a minus 20, 18 minutes played. He scored 13 points, that's a team high, but a minus 20, that's in case you didn't know, that's not good. James Harden, his 20 points in the first half. Eric Gordon, also 20 points. This is the game that you want Kyrie to take over, and he's not. Nobody's taking over for this team. And this is becoming horrific. This is becoming, for the Boston Celtics, a terrible, terrible situation. And it's not only because they're losing by 20 to the Houston Rockets at halftime. No, that's not the only reason. It's because of everything that goes with it. It's because of the Kyrie situation. It's because of, is this team constructed the right way? It's because of, well, what might happen? What might happen if Kyrie walks? What might happen if Kyrie walks and you don't get Anthony Davis? What might happen if you have to lean on Jason Tatum to carry this team? Jason Tatum, the guy right now at the half, has 5 points. You need him to say, if you want him to be the building block for this team, okay, fine, maybe someday he will. He will be, but right now he isn't. Kyrie Irving is your building block, but Kyrie Irving is saying stupid crap. Kyrie Irving is doing not enough, and Kyrie Irving is wildly unpopular right now. It is crazy how unpopular he is. When I came down to spring training, Kyrie Irving was sort of popular. Now, as I sit here at JetBlue Park, he's not. He's not. People calling in, we've heard it. 617-779-7937. I don't know if I can remember. Like, I remember, like, Tim Thomas. And I know it's two different complete fan bases. But in terms of how popularity for the star on the team has flipped on the dime, like, I want it examples. I want analogies. Because I go back to Tim Thomas. Tim Thomas, when he won the Stanley Cup, he was doing commercials. I mean, he carried them to that Stanley Cup. He was probably the most popular sport athlete in Boston at that time. And then the weirdness of the Facebook post and the political stuff and how he wouldn't really address it. And it just switched. And then all of a sudden, this thought that, you know, he's going to be living in a bunker in Colorado, whatever it was. But it just flipped all of a sudden where you wanted this guy, or not you, but some people wanted this guy out of town where a year earlier he was the most popular guy around. Give me other examples, because there must be. I'm not talking about Pablo Sandoval, who signs and puts on the panda hat or whatever. Pablo Sandoval, he signed, okay. Dr. Charles Steinberg got the panda hats, and they wanted to make a big campaign out of everything, but he wasn't that good a player, and he proved he wasn't that good a player pretty much out of the gate. He never was that popular a guy. There wasn't the popular guy. There just wasn't on that team that you say, oh, for a year, they're very popular. And then almost out of nowhere, it became like Kyrie Irving is now. This Kyrie thing is insane. How quickly it has flipped. And believe me, it is not going anywhere. Until they win, unless they go on a run, then it is not going anywhere. They are at halftime. The Celtics are at halftime, and they are down 23 to the Houston Rockets. 23 to the Houston Rockets. And so what does that do? Number one, it tells you the Celtics are in trouble. Number two, it pushes along the Kyrie narrative. Kyrie has the video before the game complaining about cameras being in his face, and he's not going to miss it when he retires. And as we had a caller say earlier, if you're the leader of a team, you accept that. You accept the cameras are in front of you. And you know what? When you're winning and everything's great, I don't think you mind having the cameras there. I don't think Kyrie, even though that was just a flippant comment, I don't think that he minds. I don't think he says that. All right, let's get to some of these calls before the break. All right, Ken in Connecticut wants to talk baseball. Hey, Ken, what's going on?
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good. There was some conversation about Mookie Betts and, you know, getting 10-year contract. Well, look, Rob, you cannot give a guy $400 million for 10 years. You can't do that. Why would you do that?
Oh, I listen, I wouldn't. If I was running a team, I thought that Bryce Harper contract, I know it's not a ton of money annual. Like, Here's the thing, Ken, is that if I sign a guy to an enormous contract like that, I need that guy to put me over the top. I don't think they needed Bryce Harper to put them over the top. I don't think Mookie Betts, it's a different argument. There's only a couple guys I would even entertain that with, Mike Trout, Mookie Betts, those sort of guys that you can build around. But Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, they don't need those guys.
I mean, those two guys, I hate to use this term, but they're cancers in the clubhouse. Machado isn't loved by his teammates.
Yeah, you know what this is saying, Ken? This is saying to their fan base, we care. This is saying to their fan base, oh, look at what we're doing. But if you're making smart baseball decisions, what could you have done with that money? Honestly, especially in this day and age of free agency, where you can get a lot of guys good for cheap. So I Ken, I'm with you. We gotta take this quick call here. Let's go in, Rich in New Hampshire. Hey, Rich, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? Were you guys talking about baseball here?
No. I was venting before we took the baseball call. You can talk about baseball if you want. I was venting about Kyrie Irving. The Celtics are down 22 at the half. It's a travesty.
It is. Okay. You know, I was rooting for the Celtics. I still am a Boston fan. The thing is, this season obviously not going as planned, and I see why Kyrie is frustrated. I understand why everyone in Boston is frustrated, but I'm kind of with Kyrie on this side, and I understand he said he was going to commit, and now he may be leaving, and he's acting like a drama queen. But to me, I don't like the way the media is in everyone's face. I understand you got to have it when, you know, you can't be a superstar and expect not to answer any questions. But I'm kind of with him. I understand why he's getting frustrated when everyone's asking all these questions. I mean, he just wants to figure it out with the team.
Yeah, but he has. You would agree, Rich, that he has said some ill-advised things along the way here.
I do. I think that he's worded his answers not the best. I don't think necessarily the message he's tried to pass was too wrong or too ill-advised, but I don't think he's done the wording right. I don't think he thinks about what he's saying necessarily. I think he maybe just says it. There's a lot of emotions going on. A lot of times it's after a game where they're trying to figure it out and they just can't. And then a lot of times, I guess the last thing you want to do is have some guy you don't know, whittling away at the team. But
well, let me ask you this, Rich, real quick. Is that you've heard about this video now, him walking in and saying, I'm not going to miss any of this bleep when I'm gone and when I'm retired, whatever he said. Right? You've heard about that, right?
So
you would agree, and then I think later he was told all of this is on camera. He said, I don't care. So it's a bad look, as the caller before said, it's a bad look when the leader of the team is complaining about cameras being in front of him. It's a little thing, but right now, little things are big things. He has to, if he is going to be a leader on this team, he has to take ownership of it all.
Definitely. I do agree with that. If you're trying to be the guy on the team, if you're trying to be that guy, that leader everyone looks to, you can't be given all these mixed signals and you can't be, you know, saying, I don't want to be in the spotlight if you're trying to be the go-to guy.
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks for the call, Rich. All right, we got to go to a break. 617-779-7937. One of the beauties of doing this show in the JetBlue ballpark broadcast booth where Tom Caron and Joe Castiglione just did an excellent call of the big Red Sox 9-7 game is the sound of leaf blowers in the background and the beautiful summer day, and even though we're in March, and I want to bring some warmth to all of you people who have your snow cancellations. And the other great thing about it is that people are just walking by and we get to pull them in and to have some talk, some good sports talk with them. Michael Silverman, he's going to be on with us next. I'm sure he has some strong feelings about Kyrie Irving. Be back right after this.
I'll be fine.
Why do you think that?
Because I'm here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, WEEI.com mastermind Rob Bradford. Sports Radio WEEI.
Are you surprised that this ended up being this way this year?
No, 100% I knew it was.
You knew it was.
Why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't it?
I don't know.
They got away with it last year. Why wouldn't they do it again?
Yeah.
You know? What's going to happen? Nothing. I mean, it's embarrassing for baseball. It really is. It's really embarrassing for the game. You have a business that everyone's saying all the market's down, the market's changing, this and that. The market's higher than it's ever been. People are making more money than they ever made. And they're trying to suppress it. It's almost, you know, it's a race towards the bottom now than it is towards the top. I mean, you can go right now through everyone's lineup and you kind of already know who's going to be in the playoffs. What's the fun in that? We might as well just fast forward to the end of the season.
All right. That's my interview with J.D. Martinez.
Awesome interview.
It was unbelievable. A lot of ping pong going on. I didn't realize that at the time.
It's like the leaf blowers of the clubhouse.
Yes.
People are making more money.
Yeah, so that's what spring training is all about. Interviewing people with ping pong table like 2 feet away, dodging the ping pong ball. Michael Silverman, the Boston Herald, has swung by the broadcast booth.
Just happened to be walking
it's
by.
It's weird. It's crazy. It's just like a cavalcade of stars walking by.
Got nothing else going on. Nothing else to do. But it's talk like, to you.
Who's next? Oh, Bradley Cooper. Oh, come on in.
Oh, he's got Lady Gaga.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Why?
It is true. The rumors are true.
I saw that. I saw the Star is Born.
Him?
Do I believe
the
what?
The rumors that there's...
Oh, that they're together?
Yeah.
No. I do not believe that.
Hmm.
I don't.
She says it's
I thought
true,
he was married. Isn't he married?
I actually do not.
Blake Lively.
That. No, he's, really?
He, no. No, that's no, that's not
oh,
true,
Ryan
Eamon. Ryan, that's Ryan Reynolds is married to Blake Lively.
They're basically the same guy.
Come on, everybody knows. We'll ask Bradley Cooper when he joins us in the 6 o'clock hour. So, Michael Silverman, thank you for stopping on by.
Oh, you bet.
Give us a little respite from me railing on Kyrie Irving and the Celtics.
He's on the Celtics?
Yes, exactly. What was your takeaway from the J.D. Martinez comments the first time you heard it?
I think...
is he right?
Of course he's right.
80%?
What was the 80%?
80% of teams already trying to basically not win?
You know, that's a...
That's a hyperbole.
That's a Scott Boras client using some stats there. But I tend to agree with the players. This is not... I mean, the Bryce Harpers and the Manny Machados, they got their big money, right? But... There's the decline of free agent spending is and the slow market too.
What do you think Kimbrel's? So Washington comes in now with Kimbrel.
Oh, he's going to get far less than he.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
But you still had relievers get 3 years, right? So 3 years or whatever it was. I think the highest might have been Britton at Zach Britton at maybe like I'm guessing like 3 years, 39, something like that, which is the Shane Victorino contract. Does he get that?
I think he should. I think he deserves it. I don't.
Well, super. I deserve a lot of things, too. Doesn't mean I'm going to get it.
I do think he'll get it.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I do. But regardless, it's a... I'm amazed at how much people think the players are just greedy and that this is what they deserve.
Well,
when baseball is raking in the money and, you know, you can claim that, you know, the stats guys are telling the owners now, these are not... Don't get sucked into these long-term investments. You know... I mean, yes, the agents and players have to adjust, but the system is screwed up. I think they're right about teams tanking. And, you know,
yeah, they are.
Fans deserve more than that, and that's why all these teams can afford big, big contracts.
You know, one of the theories that I heard the other day, which was a first, was that the owners knew this was coming. The owners are setting themselves up in case the players want to strike by really pounding the rosters of the young players because the young players will be selfish and they're not going to dig in.
Oh boy!
Yeah, which just seems like
I
a reach.
I think veterans.
Here's one of the things that Martinez said in that interview as well was that he thought, going back to the last CBA, which was negotiated a few years ago, that they prioritized basically buses and planes and pillows and hotel rooms and schedules because the state of the financial state of the game was okay. And they're like, and basically, they got caught with their pants down when it comes to the CBA. And now I asked them, I said, well, what do you do? It's like, nothing. You got 3 years.
Yeah.
3 years of this.
They're screwed. I mean, he's absolutely right. That was kind of the veterans, like you said, when you're kind of rich and comfortable, you just want to get a little more rich and comfortable. But they were not at all looking down the road at the young guys and what's going to happen to them. I mean, they've totally given up on the minor leagues and trying to get any kind of a fair pay for them. They're stuck with it for a couple of years, and the owners are going to reap the benefits. And that's fine. That's the way negotiations work. But I imagine they're going to take a far harder line next CBA. That could be ugly.
Is this the most boring Red Sox camp that you've come across in some time?
How about the most boring Red Sox offseason plus spring training? Yeah, the entire
That's a good one.
Since Los Angeles, Game 5, what exactly has happened?
Joe Kelly left.
Drew Pomeranz.
Called my Colt 45 and just poured on the ground. Poured one out for him. Drew Pomeranz left. Anybody else? No, I mean, we knew this coming in, though. We knew this coming in the spring training anyway. You had the same team. We always look forward to the who's gonna be the new guy in the new uniform at the bench and talking. And
can they adjust to the pressures of the
Boston
marketplace?
Can they adjust? Yes, oh my goodness! And they're usually super friendly throughout the spring training. Coco Crisp was outstanding. He was the best interview. Remember that spring training?
I do.
He would talk about anything and everything. He was doing a reality show. It was great. And then about 2 weeks in, he became like the most dour human being that you ever came across.
The switch was flipped. Yes. But now we have very little going on.
Everybody's
ping pong. Ping pong 24/7.
It really kind of is, isn't it? But it's really not a mystery. People say, "What's the storyline?" It's sort of, and we've kind of exhausted it. It's sad. The storyline. What are the two storylines? Give me the two storylines.
Bobby Dahlbeck and music.
We're gonna get to your Bobby Dahlbeck story in a second. Give me the two storylines.
Bullpen. The closer.
No. Yeah, thank you, Eamon. Give me the two storyline. Although, Eamon, one second, Michael. Do you do a mea culpa on my J.D. Martinez conversation? Because last I talked to you, you were crapping all over it.
Oh, I knew you wouldn't forget that, Bravo. Never forget an insult, right?
Yes, I never forget an insult.
Yeah, I'll give you a slight mea culpa. It was a good exclusive, but you can always do better, Brad.
I said I have a big J.D. Martinez interview coming up.
They didn't think Eamon, that was big?
It was huge.
Story.
And Eamon basically crapped on it and says, boring.
People are making more money than they ever made.
Like, can we cut it out with the ping pong, please? Exactly.
I do hear, I kind of get the whole thing about how, you know, players talking about money. I don't think it gets a lot of clicks talk. I happen to think it's very, very important, but you know, crickets.
But that's one. That's you nailed one storyline. Contracts. The two. I'm going to give you the two storylines.
Oh,
and okay, you know,
all the free agents coming up.
Free agents coming up in the White House. Those two. Coming into camp. Those were the two things. Contracts and White House. White House. We punted that till
May. Really.
Kind of. Right? I tried to get Jared Saltamacchia talking a little bit about it.
Didn't bite.
Well, you know, because he
boring.
He told me. Well, it wasn't. It was. Again, I'm going to come back to you, Eamon, in a week from now and say, remember that Jared Saltamacchia talk? No, he was – I talked to him in Toronto a few years ago when he played there briefly, and I think the Patriots were maybe boycotting one of the White House visits, or some of them were, and he said that if after 2013, if he was going to go, he might not have gone because he's not an Obama guy, which is reversed from, obviously, what's going on now.
I like you.
Yes. He likes Jared Saltamacchia. Donald Trump would like Jared Saltamacchia. So anyway, he didn't really go down that road. I don't blame him because baseball, I don't know if you know this, Michael, is the least political of all the sports. But contracts was the other one.
Yeah, but again, these guys won't talk about it. The Red Sox won't talk about it. But you know that there's stuff going on behind the scenes now. Certain guys are willing to talk about extensions. But again, I mean, it's very important to the long-term future of the Red Sox. But as far as average, you know, fan thinking about
they talk about that. The average fan cares about the contracts, especially with these other contracts being signed.
But don't you think they're 2019 focused? Are these guys going to repeat?
No.
Well,
no, because what do you say? What do you say? You have everybody back. You need to talk about something new. And this is the same thing. Remember John Lester's contract year? That was what we talked about in spring training all the way up until, I don't know if you were there, I think they addressed at the very end of spring with it.
Right.
And then a couple of weeks later, 4 for 70.
At that point, they realized John Lester wasn't talking to them anymore, and he was walking around with a big pout on his face.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because they screwed that up. It's John Henry, very interesting.
That was top five quotes of the camp.
Oh, that might be number one if you really want to talk about the number one story being the contracts next year. When the owner says something like he's telling his people, like, don't screw this up like he did with John Lester, you know, a few years ago. Get the guys we need to get. Those who are listening to contract extensions.
Well, and Chris Sale, it sure seemed off of those comments and off of the Tom Werner coming on Martin Callahan about, you know, we're talking, our conversations will remain private, but here are the private conversations. We've had private conversations with Chris Sale, and that surprised me a little bit, but I think it's to what you're talking about. Don't screw this up. Don't fall into the 30-year-old pitcher thing. We need an ace, and we're going to be negotiating, and this guy, Chris Sale, is going to be at the top of our list.
Right. I mean, the hypocrisy there with what they did with John Lester, and then how soon after that did they sign David Price, a 30-year-old pitcher?
Oh, it's the whole. I've done that. Yeah.
People change their philosophies all the time, but whether or not they can lock up some of these guys to multi-year contracts, I think it's very relevant, very important to the long-term future of the team. I don't know if it's going to become an issue throughout the year, if these guys can shut it off or not. And maybe that's an underrated thing that we're not talking about. if all these pending free agents, if it's going to affect
We are talking about it, though. Where have you been doing? You're doing like Bobby Dalbec. What's going on? We are talking about it.
We're
like
Nolan
Arenado signs a deal immediately. What do you think of? I got to run to WEI.com to read the story about how it affects Xander Bogaerts.
Right. When Bryce Harper signed, we all went to Mookie Betts, too.
Yes.
But none of those big deals are left. We're waiting for Craig Kimbrell to sign Dallas Keuchel. I mean, then, but after those happen, it's going to be crickets until we hear something.
But yeah, but it's still
I think
we'll
it's very interesting, Rob. Don't get me wrong. But I think more people are trying to get, you know, I think
the problem the problem is they're not – they're not advancing the conversation because they have crappy quotes about it. Like you said, we all went to Mookie Betts after the Bryce Harper contract.
Right.
He was still here.
Right. And I thought the most interesting thing he said was that he deserves that and more.
Yeah. Well, sure.
So, I mean, yeah. I mean, Mookie Betts is probably, if it's between him and Mike Trout, who's going to land the biggest contract.
Do you see that? What was it? The Angels open to offering Mike Trout
10 years,
350. I think someone tweeted, like, isn't that cute? really?
So isn't that what the Nationals that made some kind of, $300 million.
$300 million.
For 10 years.
Yeah, so.
Deferred till he was 85, I think.
All right. So I want to talk to you about your gambling addiction. I mean gambling stories.
By the way, I'm not a gambler. Just for the record,
I know.
It was very. You know, we've been to Toronto. You ever been to Toronto and try to you know, you can bet on the games there. I've tried it just out of recreation, of course. I'm not putting real money on it. Forget about it. Baseball writers are lousy prognosticators. How often have your preseason picks, have you picked the World Series winner or the four final teams?
I felt vindicated when I picked the Twins to make the World Series last year, which I absolutely did.
Who?
The Twins. It was the Brewers and the Twins were my World Series participants. Because I got seduced by the Twins down here. Because, Michael, I have to watch these games all
the
live long day. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what a top of the order, Brian Dozier.
That sounds like
Sano.
A racy title to a book. Seduced by the Twins.
Exactly. So what's your schedule here? Because I got Ryan Hannibal calling in about the NFL Combine, but I do want to talk to you about gambling.
Sports gambling, it's going to shake up the game and all the sports.
Wait till
NFL, you know, it's going to happen in Massachusetts.
Right. Can you hang here? My question is, are you in any rush to get out of here?
I got dinner with Scott Lauber.
All right, you're not in any rush, so you can hang. We're going to have Ryan Hannibal talk about gambling in the NFL along with the NFL Combine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.